But this morning we want to look in the book of John, John chapter 4, and we want to read to you a portion of scripture that I hope can be really a help to all of us, because we can learn a lot from this passage as we look through it this morning. And we've titled our message, as you're turning there, we've titled this message, A Father's Faith and Determination. A Father's Faith and Determination. Beginning with verse 46 of John chapter 4. So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made water, or made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. And he had heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, and he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman said unto him, Sir, come down ere my child die. And Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour which he began to amend, and they saith unto him, Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth. And himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. Let's pray this morning. Father, thank you for the truth of thy word. We thank you for what an example that you have before us this morning of a father's faith in Jesus Christ. But also we see the determination. And Father, I pray that you'll speak to our hearts this morning. Lord, I ask for help, as you know the needs of every person. And Lord, I don't, but you know what each person needs. Help us to grow, help us to learn, and help us to take heed to what the Word of God says this morning. If there's someone that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, Lord, I ask your blessings on that person, that they would come to know Jesus. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's nothing like a mother's love. It's special. It's unique. And it's shown in many ways. But there's also nothing like a father's determination when it comes to his children. I've told you this, but due to the fact that it's Father's Day, I want to make mention of this again. And that is the testimony of my own personal father and the determination that he showed for his family when, back in the early 70s, things got pretty tough financially, and how that he was laid off from his job. The name of the company was the Hadley's Company. I don't know how I remember that, but I do, and I was very young. And he got laid off from his job and started looking around for work. Now, as young as I was just beginning school, and as young as I didn't understand the magnitude of someone losing their job. Many of you have experienced that even in your life. But I didn't understand what was taking place, and I didn't understand the panic that he was feeling, because my mother was raising six children. So he began to travel, and he began to look for work. And so really, in reality, by his losing his job actually brought us in this area. And we moved from the western part of North Carolina up in the mountains, and we moved down in this area. We were here for a little while, and we moved down east, and then we came back in this area. But the whole time he was doing this for work. And he was trying to provide for the family. And he had a determination. And I didn't understand all that was taking place, but there was a determination because he had a responsibility. And he had a responsibility to his wife, he had a responsibility, which was my mother, and he had a responsibility to his children. And although there was some sacrifices, and he made some sacrifices, and he was absent from a lot of things as he worked, he still provided. He did what he had to do, ultimately, is what took place. And he never gave up. And many of you could say a similar story in your life of what your dad or someone in your life that a father, a dad, a husband did in your life, and how that there was a determination. And the fact that story after story of how life is and the devotion of a father. And sometimes we need to be reminded, though, as hard as we work and as determined as we are, sometimes we need to be reminded of the limitations that we have, the limitations and the different emotions. You see, we as men and we as fathers and dads, and we don't like things to be broken. And we like to fix things. If someone comes and tells you, I can't tell you how many times when Marshall was growing up, he would have a broken toy, and then he would hand it to me and it would be all in pieces. And he looked to me that you can fix this. And then when I told him that, that there's some toys that couldn't be fixed, he said, I'll go get the sticky tack. And that was just like glue to him. And we had a big ball of sticky tack, and he still uses sticky tack for things today. But the point is, they would come to a father to try to help fix things and to try to make things better. And sometimes we can, but many times we can't. Because we have limitations and we have inabilities. And a lot of times we don't like to own up to it, but we do. And so in this passage of Scripture, as hard as it is to understand and as hard as it is we as fathers, as individuals, there's many times that we come up short. There's many times that we can grow weary. There's many times that we have a limited amount of strength physically, and yes, there's many times that we make mistakes. And the list could go on and on and on. But I'm encouraged this morning to remind you and remind myself that God is not limited. And even though we have some inabilities and we have some limitations, God is not limited. And I thank God for the many times that I have failed Him and He has never turned His back on me. The many times that I've fallen short, the many times that I've made mistakes, the many times that I've had difficulties, He's never turned His back on me. And this morning I would like us to visit a place this morning. And I would like to visit this nobleman that the Bible talks about. And I'd like us to visit this individual and what was going through his mind and his situation, his shortcomings, his difficulties, his weakness, and exactly what he did about the issue with his child. The Bible says that a certain nobleman whose son was sick was at Capernaum. Now, what is it that we know about the word or the term nobleman? Well, some believe that he was a high civil servant. In other words, his position had a lot of prestige. And one person even said in the commentaries And in the study, one person even made mention that he was a servant to Herod Antipas. And he was a servant. But with that position and with that prestige and with that title came a lot of power. And with that title came a lot of money. In other words, he had a lot of things at his disposal. A lot of things at his disposal. Whatever he needed, he could just ask for. Whatever the situation or whatever, in other words, everything was at his disposal. But this money and this position and this place of power would only go so far. And it could do nothing for his child. And I wish people would understand today in the world that finances and money and power and prestige and positions can only take you but so far. It can only take you but so far. So as we look into this passage this morning, I don't want you to see the fact that he's a nobleman, but I want you to see the fact that he's a father. A father. And I want you to see his faith and his determination. You see, there was a lot of determination by this man. And it took a lot of faith. But I want us to see the overwhelming need. There was an overwhelming need. The nobleman came to Jesus and he said his son was sick. His son was sick. You know, you that understand this, but when a child is sick, it can get very alarming. It can get very alarming. And when you see a child that is suffering, and you want to try to do something for that child, and you want to try to help that child, and you want to try to encourage that child, and there's been many times that maybe even you yourself had said, I wished it was me instead of that child. You see, that's what he was feeling. And we know that child had a fever because after Jesus healed him, and he made question, it said the fever left him. So we know that you that have ever had a fever before, when a temperature gets to a certain degree in your body, you become very weary. And it can very, it's painful to have a high fever. And although this man had a lot of earthly power and all this man had an earthly position, he could do nothing for his child. He could do nothing. As much as he wanted to change things, he could not. As much as he wanted to change what was taking place in his life, he could not change it. He could do nothing. And there are a lot of things that we need to learn about this man's life, and there's a lot of things that we need to learn in our life, and we have an understanding this morning that there are some things that we as people cannot change. And therefore, we need to hand them over to Jesus. There's things that we ourselves, as much as we want things to change, there's things that we can't change. And as hard as we try, we still can't change them. And that's that falling short that we were talking about a little earlier, that we fall short and we have a weakness. So this man came to Jesus with his sick son. We are nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ. As hard as we try, and as much as we make an effort, we are nothing without Jesus Christ. And if we are trying this morning, we will fall up short. We will fall short. We were nothing without Jesus Christ. If my dad didn't do anything, he tried to teach me that I didn't have everything under control. You see, when you reach a certain age in life, and you too maybe have experienced it, I know that I did, there's a point in a person's life to where they feel like they've kind of arrived. They feel like that they're at the age that they can make their own decisions. They feel like they can make their own, and they can. But they feel like that they have all the answers and that they do all these things. And my dad tried to warn me. I was getting ready to make some mistakes in my life before his passing. And I was beginning to make some mistakes in my life, and he saw it, and he says, "Listen." And I remember the phone, the conversation that I had with him, and I can take you exactly to the place we were sitting. And he told me, he says, "You need to get things right with God." And that's what he said. He said, "You need to get things right with God." And I said, "Dad, I've got everything under control." And at that moment, he didn't say anything else. And it wasn't but just a few days later. That was on July the 4th. And he and I went fishing. And we were going fishing to a pond. And it was, we were spending some time together. And I remember it was on July the 4th. And I remember the pond's not there anymore. There's a FedEx building where it's sitting right now. But I remember, and I remember, where we were going. And I remember the conversation that we had. And I remember saying those words, "I've got everything under control." And it wasn't but just a few days later, on the 16th of July, that he took his last breath. And I realized at that moment, I did not have everything under control. And that conversation that he and I had, as much help as he tried to give me, that conversation that he and I had still plays back in my mind even to this day. And that was in 1985. And that conversation still plays in my mind, and I have that realization that I don't have everything under control. But I know someone who does. Amen. And that is our Lord. And that's who we need to focus on, is our Lord. You see, my dad tried to teach me, and I would learn later on in life, and whenever that time is, you'll learn later on in life. One day, every person is going to learn that they should have given their heart to Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue can confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So every person is going to learn one day that they need to give their heart to Jesus Christ. But for some, it's too late. It's too late. You know, that's one thing that I'm learning. The older I'm getting, there's one thing that I don't want to live with, and I don't want to live with regrets. I didn't worry about it so much when I was younger. But the older that I get, the more I'm concerned, because I don't want to live with regrets. I don't want to live with stones unturned that God has asked me to do something, or God wanted me to do something and I didn't do it. And I don't want to learn, I don't want to live with those regrets. You see, this nobleman knew that he could do nothing himself. He could do nothing except for Jesus, bringing him to Jesus. So he sought after Jesus Christ. He sought after Jesus. And verse 47 says, "And when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him, and he besought him that he would come down and heal his son." And he was at the point of death. And what the realization is this. It was between 15 and 20 miles from where his son was and where Jesus was. And this man made an effort to find Jesus and to tell Jesus about his son. He made an effort. A father will make an effort. A father will do things that, how many times have you, as fathers and even grandfathers, how many times have you been tired Marshall, you know, I don't know who invented these words, "A promise is a promise," but Marshall used to tell me that all the time. I'd come home from work and I'd promise him I'd do something, or he'd want to do something. And you know how your body gets tired and weary. And he'd always say, "Promise is a promise." And most of the time I did it. But that's what a father's love is. And that's what a father's determination is. You see, he left his child's bedside and went to find Jesus. He left his child's bedside and went to find Jesus. He showed a determination to go to Jesus Christ. He showed a determination that Jesus was important, and he knew his limitations, and he knew what Jesus could do, and he went by faith. That's where his faith comes in. He showed the determination by going, and now he's showing his faith by finding Jesus. All these things he had in life meant nothing to him at this point. All the things that were important to him, all the things that his position and all these things meant nothing to him. The only thing that he knew he needed to do was he needed to find Jesus Christ. His son was sick and he was about to die. Was it always like that in his life? The Bible doesn't tell us. The Bible doesn't say. The Bible doesn't tell us much about this nobleman. But there are things in our life that will cause us to take our eyes off of Jesus Christ. There are distractions in our life, whether it be our positions that we hold, whether it be things in our life that we encounter with or that we achieve or things that we have and all those things. If we're not careful, they can cause a distraction in life. Now, I don't know about this nobleman, and I don't know about what his life was all about, but I'm just speaking from experience that there are things in life that can cause a distraction, and God has a way of opening our eyes back up. God has a way of opening our eyes and causing us to realize that we need him far more than we need anything else. And there's things that happen in life, and one of the quickest ways is when you have a child that is sick. I don't remember it because I was too young. And I you know, when you're the youngest, you didn't get told a lot of things. And I was the youngest, and sometimes my sister will watch the live stream in Charlotte, and sometimes she'll watch it, and she could probably tell me far more about this than I even know. But I do know the story. And God was dealing with my father about the ministry, and God was dealing with him about being called into the ministry. And from my understanding, he was saying no. And he was saying no, just like many have experienced, saying, I can't do this. And from my remembrance, my sister that's closest to me in age got very sick. And she was in a hospital, and they didn't know if she would make it or not. And I've been told that he went down into the chapel of this hospital and he gave his life to Christ for ministry. And he prayed, and he was praying for my sister, and God healed my sister. And God delivered her from whatever sickness that she was, because she was, from my understanding, at the point of death. And all I'm saying is, sometimes God has a way of opening our eyes and causing us to realize just how important our relationship is with him. You see, God allowed this son, whoever this son was, whatever his name was, God allowed this son to be sick and have this fever and be at the point of the death. And this nobleman wasn't worried about his position, wasn't worried about his life, wasn't worried about all these things that he had accomplished, but the only thing that he was worried about was finding Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is the one that could heal him. Jesus is the one that could make a difference in that child's life, and I will say this morning that Jesus is the only one that can make a difference in your life, and in your children's life, and in your grandchildren's life. Jesus is the only one that can make a difference, and therefore we must seek Jesus Christ. And that's what he was doing. He sought him. He sought him. And he opened up his eyes and he went to find Jesus. You see, his eyes were open to him. He sought him. He confessed his need. And he said, my son is at the point of death. And he confessed his need. And he demonstrated his faith by his actions. He went to Jesus Christ. And he demonstrated his faith. And Jesus said in verse 48, and I think this is interesting and worth noting this morning. The Bible says, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. He said that, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. But the nobleman was so determined and showed his determination, and the nobleman had so much faith that Jesus Christ could heal him. The noble addressed him as, sir, come down here, my child die. Now there's some significance in that by calling Jesus, sir. Come down, ere my child die. He was showing that Jesus was a person with authority. He was showing that Jesus was a person with authority, far more authority than he had himself. He was recognizing Jesus for who he was. So many times people use the word Jesus and the name Jesus as a pastime. But he's not. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Not a pastime. Not just a passing word. Not just a word that you use so loosely. But we need to give Jesus reverence for who he is. Reverence. And Jesus changed his life. And Jesus said in verse 50, go thy way, thy son liveth. And notice what the Bible says. The man believed. Now Jesus had said, except you see signs and wonders, you'll not believe. But with the determination of this nobleman, he says, sir, come down, my child die. My child die. And then Jesus sent him away. He sent him away. He said, go thy way, thy son liveth. But it's important for us to note that the man believed. He believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. He went believing. The man believed, and he hadn't seen. You see what we're saying here? He went, and he didn't see, but he believed that his son was healed. You see, sometimes I actually had somebody tell me this one time. Not long after I graduated school, I was talking to somebody about coming to church and about Jesus Christ, and the person actually said this. He said, well, maybe if I saw some of these miracles, then maybe I could believe it. But you realize this morning every saved person in this building is a miracle? Every saved person is a miracle. And if they see us and a changed life in us, they are seeing. They are seeing what Christ can do. You see, this man believed and he hadn't seen. What faith did he have? What faith? He went his way. His fears were calm. He accepted the promise of Jesus Christ. And most importantly, he believed the word. And that's where people are missing the mark today, is they don't believe the word. So many times people will say, I know what I need to do, I just can't do it. And to me, that's just a sign that they're not believing the word. You see, he believed the word of Jesus. He believed that this son would be healed. He simply believed. It's not hard, he just believed. And I was trying to imagine this morning, as he was walking back those 15 to 20 miles, as he was walking back, every step that he took. And I'm not so sure that I wouldn't be walking some pretty fast steps to get back to my healed son. I don't think he took a lot of time to rest because he believed. He believed. He left believing. His plea was answered. In verse 51, the Bible says, and as he was going down, his servants met him. So they were looking for him. And he met him and told him, thy son liveth. And notice how he inquired. He said, when? When was the hour? When was the hour that the change took place in the son's life? When was that? And the person, this servant said, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. You see, he believed. And it was at that moment that that son's life changed. You see, this morning we have a determination of a father and the faith of a father. He had to go a day or so before he knew by sight that his son was healed. But you see, he already believed. And that's what the Bible talks about us doing. Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. We may not see Jesus, but by faith in the finished work of Calvary, we're going to see Jesus. You see, that's what we have. See, it kind of reminds me of if he stepped out on faith and he left Jesus Christ and he left believing, but then when he got there, he got to see. He got to see his son living. And that takes faith. And that's what we must apply our hearts to this morning is faith. Faith. Faith and determination. He believed. And I don't know what it is that we might be dealing with in our own lives this morning, but let me tell you something. Jesus is the answer. And if you're looking to anything else, you're going to come up short and you're going to remain miserable. You're going to remain miserable. I'm guilty of that. Way back in my life, many years ago, I was guilty of that misery, thinking that I had life in the palm of my hand, but I didn't. And he woke me up. And he caused me to realize that I didn't. The thing about it is, a person thinks when they give their heart and life to Jesus that they're going to be perfect and they can't live it, but we're not. We all make mistakes. We all fall short. We all make some wrong decisions. But I'm so thankful that when he sees me, he don't see me, but he sees the blood of the Lamb. You see, he sees Jesus Christ. You see, this father's faith and determination can teach every one of us and everyone watching this morning, this faith and determination can teach us a valuable lesson. Stepping out on faith and stepping out believing and having that determination that no matter what, we're going to follow Jesus Christ. And there'll be a change that take place in our life. There'll be a change that takes place in our life. You say, how can you explain it? The only way I can explain it is God. You see, when you start talking to somebody about salvation and when you start talking to somebody about believing, they struggle with that because they've never received Christ by faith themselves. And they said, well, how can you believe this or how can you believe that? And it's in the Word of God. And the only thing that is true is the truth of Jesus Christ and the true person in Jesus Christ. And everything else, we're going to come up short. Everything else. You see, he had faith and he believed. And he had to leave Jesus Christ. He had, after Jesus healed his son, he had to leave him and he didn't see it until he got there. But he was walking by faith. And that's what we do. And that's what we should do. There's a lot of things that we don't have answers for, but we can walk by faith knowing that Jesus Christ is the one we look to. Jesus Christ is our hope. And I don't know what it is that you might be dealing with this morning, but whatever it is, it's nothing that Jesus Christ can't handle. We just have to go to him by faith. And we have to pray and confess or talk to Him, whatever it is. And then we have to get up, and we have to get up believing. And you'll see a change in your life. You'll see a change in whatever situation it is. And we can learn this from a father. A father's faith and a father's determination. Let's pray this morning. Father, Lord, You know the heart of every person. And You know what we each one need. You know what burdens we might be carrying. You know what trials we might be facing. Lord, You even know if there's someone in our midst that's watching, either here or watching online, that may not know Christ as their personal Savior. But Father, we also understand that we can't do it for a person, but that person has to come to You. And we saw this morning of a father's faith and a father's determination to bring that burden to You, and how that Jesus Christ healed, and how this man had to get up and he had to walk back to his home believing that Jesus made a difference. And that's what's required of us even today, is demonstrating faith, bringing these petitions to You, and getting up believing that You made a difference. We can't do it ourselves. We're going to fall short. We're going to stumble. And we're going to make a mess of things. But Lord, we know that You are the answer, and that Christ is the answer. But we have to be like the Father of this Son and come to You. So Father, I pray this morning that if someone is dealing with anything at all, that they will come to You, whether it be a father, a son, or a daughter, a mother, or friend, whoever it may be. I pray that they'll be willing to come and do business with You as this Father. What an example of faith and determination. And Lord, we step back and we'll give You the praise for all thing that's accomplished, because we know if anything is going to be done, You have to do it. And so, Father, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.